and a happy Tuesday to all who may celebrate it. Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Brand new month to love. It is the first day of the seventh month of 2025. 182 in, 183 left to go. That means this afternoon we hit the tipping point in the midway portion of our program that is 2025.
Ooh, do you ever wonder, what have I exactly done with this year?
Let's look back at some of the show's highlights from the first half of 2025, shall we?
I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Are you wearing your jorts?
Appreciate it. Not currently, but always in my mind. 3 days until the 4th of July.
America.
Aww.
And as we said, it is Canada Day. It is Canada Day today.
America.
Yes, sir. They tried to squeeze it in right before our big birthday celebration, didn't they? It is International, otherwise known as International Reggae Day.
Oh, yeah, man. Is that where we say that? Steel drums?
One can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. At that moment. That just happened on the show.
Heather Lee.
International Chicken Wang Day. International Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. Those have gotten fun.
Yeah.
National Ginger Snap Day. Not as fun. The name is funner than the actual product. National Postal Workers Day.
Hey, guys.
You and Harold did the folks. We herald you currently right now. Especially those named Harold. National ID Your Pet Day. Yes, that would probably be a good
extra important.
With everything going on this week.
Oh, poor Hank. He's having a moment with all of these fireworks.
Yeah, they're pretty sure that it's Iran now over there in our neighborhood. Gee whiz.
Oof.
It is Early Bird Day. Well, it is a That Ain't My Twitty Tuesday, so there you go. It is International Joke Day.
You got him?
The next 4 hours.
Oh, here we are.
I love it.
Same.
July is also known as National Anti-Boredom Month, National Cell Phone Courtesy Month, National Culinary Arts Month, Grilling Month, Horseradish Month, Hot Dog Month, Ice Cream Month, Picnic Month.
Oh, boy.
Family Reunion Month, and National Baked Bean Month. This has to be the only month of the year that there's not something, you know, health-related or noteworthy cause.
I mean, did they just kind of give up the ghost at this point? It's everybody's out, doing that thing.
Hot dogs, though. On this date in history, such things began as, well, what better way to start it in time? 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg began.
Oh, boy.
1908, SOS was adopted as the International Distress Signal.
Here we go.
They would need that about 4 years later. 1953, Cheese Whiz was introduced nationwide by Kraft.
What was wrong with the original cheese?
It needed to be whizzed.
Apparently.
Hey. Joke day, everybody. On this date, 1963, I was surprised that this was kind of so late in the world. Zip codes were introduced for the United States mail. Before that, they were just like,
what did they do?
You know where the Johnson Barn is?
Take a left. North. Go north.
There's a black dog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you'll turn right. 1966, Medicare went into effect.
And healthcare was fixed forever.
On this date in 1979, Sony introduces the Walkman.
Ooh, you can take your music wherever you go and not have to share with anyone.
I mean, kind of do that right
KB
now.
KB and Heather Lee.
We're right here. We always have been. On this date, it was, we mentioned this a couple days ago, 1980, O Canada proclaimed the national anthem of Canada. It took until 1980.
Yeah, that was quite a bit.
They didn't have a flag until like somewhere, I think, in the 70s. They were just kind of like, we're just hanging out up here, hey.
Were they non-committal?
They
didn't want to lean in?
Playing hockey and making very dry comedy. On this date, the PG-13 was introduced as a rating for the first time. 84, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. On this date in 1991, Court TV began airing, and we were given Nancy Grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's birthday time.
Counselor.
She She would have been 64 today, Princess Diana, and he would have been 71 today. We lost him back in 89, the great Keith Whitley. Elsewhere, birthday cakes today. She's a new Russian pop star. Tate McRae is 22. I do believe she did a duet with Morgan Wallen recently. And I will take other things I'll never need to know again for $1,000. Liv Tyler is 48 today. Missy Elliott, 54. Melissa Peterman. Barbara Jean on Reba and on Happy's Place now, 54 today.
She's a nice gal.
She gets one. Yeah, she's cool. Pamela Anderson is 58 today. Carl Lewis, who also can try singing every now and then. If you haven't heard Carl Lewis singing the national anthem, he's 64 today.
He's the runner, right?
Take some time here in a minute. Yes, he was fast individual.
All right.
Alan Ruck, who was Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, is 69. You've got mail.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on here.
That's on your radio show.
I apologize.
Dan Aykroyd, greatness, 73, Canadian, by the way. Fred Schneider, B-52, 74. Deborah Harry, Blondie, is 80 today.
80?
Yeah.
Years?
Yeah. And I bet her hair is still blonde, too.
Heather Lee.
Jamie Farr, Klinger, is 91 today. On the Hank fan front, Susanna Durham is, I'm not saying, and I love this, appropriately, Todd Canada is,
Canada, is, stand on
is having a birthday today. He's 32. And on a personal note, today marks 6 years with you Hank fans here in the mornings. It is a show-iversary. So congrats to you and thanks to you for 6 years of this thing. That's like 20 years in DJ years. So our thanks to you.
Canada
had nothing to do with it.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.